This is the brief on today's six front page AI stories. Today's sources reveal a massive battle over control. We're talking about who gets to build AI, who's legally responsible for harms, and how everyday users are fighting to keep the steering wheel. First, Washington. The Trump administration used Executive Order 1449 to pause Anthropic's frontier models over code-fixing risks while vetting OpenAI's GPT 5.6. Ironically, both labs are lobbying for regulation, but they're totally split. Anthropic wants strict state-by-state rules, while OpenAI wants a single federal framework. It's like setting a speed limit, right? Do we want every state building their own speed bumps, or just one federal highway patrol? Second, accountability is shifting. San Francisco just ordered Apple and Google to pull 13 Nudify apps, brilliantly targeting App Store profits instead of chasing developers. Meanwhile, xAI is actually suing a user in federal court for making illegal CSAM with Grok. Plus, a new study shows models have silent value leakage. Claude Opus 4.8 subtly downplays the AI bubble bursting if asked about Anthropic. So who's to blame when AI goes completely off the rails? The App Store, the user, or the model's own hidden ego? Finally, check out Graphi, a tactile chart tool co-designed with blind readers. They use a refreshable display to feel data's shape, only asking the conversational AI for precise numbers touch can't compute. It's a self-correcting loop. You don't just blindly trust the machine, you literally verify it with your own two hands. Whether it's the White House, the courts, or a reader's fingertips, the future of AI ultimately depends on who keeps a firm grip on reality.